On this evening and tomorrow, we celebrate the ending of the octave of Pentecost, which we have been celebrating ever since Sunday, with all the beauty and splendor of the divine and sacred liturgy of the Church. The gift of the Holy Spirit has been lavished upon us. And with the gift of the Holy Spirit, now publicly is made known the reality of the Most Holy Trinity, which we celebrate today. The Trinity, three persons and one God, each of them God, infinite in majesty, infinite in unity, three persons, but not three gods, a mystery that cannot be easily understood without the help of God's revelation. The first person in the world to hear about the Holy Trinity was, in fact, the Most Holy Virgin, because it was announced to her that the Father wanted her to accept becoming the mother of His Son, the two persons, and then that the Holy Spirit will come upon her, and she would have the Son of God, who becomes the Son of Mary, the Son of Man. And this is the central tenet, the central dogma of our Holy Catholic faith. As the Gospel says, whoever does not believe has already been condemned. Condemned to what? To hell. And I know that is not a popular thing nowadays, except when you're watching horror movies, which is ridiculous because they don't have the slightest idea of what heaven or hell are, or purgatory in between, for that matter. And of course, all the heretics, the Protestants, and the others who deny all these things, they don't have the slightest idea what their Lord said. Whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God, who comes to us in the Holy Spirit, and who sends us the gift of the Holy Spirit after his ascension into heaven. And so for 9 days, the whole Church has prayed, and hopefully you as well, for the coming of the Holy Spirit after the ascension. The first novena, which we have already said here, and at home, hopefully. And now in the last 8 days, or 7 days, ending tomorrow, we have prayed the prayers for the octave of the Holy Trinity, the fullness of revelation of who God is. Three persons and one God, one undivided unity and majesty. And so what a wonderful thing it is. It is also, as far as the liturgical feast, and thus the vestments which I wear today, which I designed, by the way, were worn for my ordination in my first Mass on Trinity Sunday, as was desired by His Holiness St. John Paul II. And so I've had these, and they have been preserved well, as I have too, for that matter. They don't look any older than 29. But anyway, for all these years, tomorrow it will be 45 years since I was ordained. What a wondrous, wondrous event that was. And I remember so many of my seminarian friends, hundreds of them who came to participate and to sing and to also sing at my first Mass on the next day. The actual day was June the 14th, but the feast was the most holy solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. And so today, in a very special way, I give thanks to God for all the graces that He has lavished upon me. And I also give thanks to God for all the other things, among them the fact that when I was finished in Rome, I came here and in a couple of years became the priest of this parish of St. Stephen, and have been here ever since. Some people ask, how is it that none of the bishops have transferred you? And of course, I just say, they wouldn't dare. But they're more afraid of me than I am afraid of them. But that's the way it is. And of course, I'm the theologian of the diocese and the sensor liberorum of the diocese. And so I give thanks to God for all these gifts. But today and next week is a whole celebration. Of course, we also have another wonderful celebration next Sunday, the ordination of our son, our spiritual son, our godson, the son of this parish, Father Deacon Aaron Francis Martin Zanka, who will be ordained next Sunday in the Cathedral of St. Thomas More in Arlington, Virginia. And then the next week, on Friday, the 12th of June, he will celebrate his first solemn mass here. And so we give so many things for which to give thanks. And of course, last Sunday, we had a magnificent celebration. The pictures will be coming of so many children and so many ones who received the gift of God. And so today, I ask you to pray for Father Deacon Zanka and to pray for me as well, and that we may be holy priests always. And of course, in his case, grant that he may be a priest for as many years as I have been and will be, because I do intend to celebrate 50. So that's not yet here. And so, also the chalice, which I will use today and tomorrow and next Sunday, is a chalice which I designed and had made. You will see it. You have seen it before. It is most precious. It is black onyx with precious jewels all around it, emeralds and rubies and sapphires and lapis lazuli, and also blessed by the Holy Father and by my friend, the prefect of the Holy House of the Holy Father, Martin, Cardinal Martin, who is now gone to the next world, but nevertheless, I remember him fondly for all his many attentions towards me and those who sought him. And so today, I begin my thanksgiving to God for these events. And of course, the Mass is for all those whom I hold dear in my whole life, not just now, my parents and teachers and professors, and all the parishioners who have gone on to the next world. And so I give thanks to God for their very being, and that hopefully they will be in purgatory and very soon in heaven. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.